You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Typically on the last Thursday of every month, we take a look at how the currency has been performing throughout the month, and we just get a bit of color around what we can expect from the currency in the months to come. And today's currency review is particularly interesting because it comes off the back of election results coming through into the market. They're being released, they've been released since late last night and early into this morning. And as those results came through, the Rand was definitely not loving some of the uncertainty that was being created by some of those election outcomes. But I'm joined on the line by Jan Sleeskremer, who is the currency trader at Rand Merchant Bank, to take a look at the performance of the Rand over the last month and what we can expect. Good evening, Jan. Thanks so much for taking the time. We at one stage in this month, we were at 18 Rand and 3 or 18 Rand and 4 cents. And then when I had a look overnight this morning, at some point, we were closer to 18 Rand 80. Clearly, the market or the Rand has been through quite a bit in the month of May.
Yeah, hi, Jimmy. Thanks for having me. Indeed, it's been a bit of a tough month, May. I mean, normally it's sell in May and go away. We didn't see that happen. We saw the Rand strengthen nicely. I think people got ahead of themselves thinking that the election was almost a foregone conclusion. So as you say, we saw it down to that 18.04 level a couple of weeks ago. And then today the high was around about 18.75. So today, I think, in particular, has been extremely volatile. Liquidity hasn't really been there. It's a question of quote and cover because nobody really wants to hold any positions. So we've seen the Rand gyrate sort of between 1845, 1875. However, post-MPC this afternoon, the Rand did settle down. And for the last couple of hours, we've sort of been trading in an 58, 1863 range. But yeah, it's going to be a tough one to call for the coming month, I think, until we sort of got the final numbers of this election out.
Jan, I want to look at just the performance of the Rand, considering this is almost the end of the second quarter of the year, right? So we had a very weak sort of January, February, where we kind of moved all the way up to around 19 Rand 40. And then the last kind of 3 months have been stable. We made back about 1% in, I think, the month of March, and then another 0.9% in the month of April. And this month, for all its volatility, is still 0.75% stronger for the Rand than where we were at the start of the month. So the Rand actually holding some form of ground, but what does the uncertainty that's being put out into the market now with the reality of the election results mean for a currency like the Rand? I mean, a lot of this could only be priced in up to a certain extent, and there was a lot of estimates from analysts saying we'll probably get a 48% win for the current governing party. And so now that we know that that might be even less than that, are the markets starting to price in a different kind of coalition picture or a different kind of risk or risk premium into the currency?
I think at the moment it's a little bit hard to say, you know, what's going to happen with the coalitions should they need to be entered into. You know, there's been so much talk pre the election and again today from various political analysts across the board. I mean, there's the possibility of ANC, EFF, ANC, MK, ANC, DA. And then ANC getting a lot of the little smaller parties and the kind of the more friendlier parties together to form a coalition. So I think until we've kind of gotten this whole election result out of the way and we know exactly where we stand, it's going to be volatile for the Rand in the next week or so. There's no two ways about that. But overall, you know, as you said, the Rand started the year off on the back foot. So there's a number of reasons for that. There was, you know, the uncertainty around our general economy. The dollar was strong across the board. US interest rates were meant to come lower, but now they're not, so they're staying elevated. Dollar again yesterday was trading at a 2-week high against all currencies. So, you know, that's put a kind of a bit of a spike in the wheel. But the Rand has come back nicely, as you said, in March, April and May. For year to date, we're kind of relatively flattish. against a basket of emerging market currencies. And that's really down to today's 1% loss or negative number that we've seen in the currency, which has probably taken it back into very, very marginal negative territory for the year. But, you know, I think there are some kind of green shoots on the horizon. You know, we'll have to perhaps see with a new government when that comes in. But, I mean, certainly we've had 2 months, dare I say, of no load shedding. You know, economically, our numbers haven't been that bad. So I just think, you know, there have definitely been some favorable outcomes for the rand, and hence that we've, you know, seen the pullback. Look, at 1940 perhaps was way overdone to start with. But, you know, the rand for a number of years, or for as long as I've been around, which is a good long time, is always a currency of extremes. So when it's looking bad, everybody's on the bandwagon that, you know, are we going to go to 20 and 21? And when it's looking good, oh no, we're going down to parity. And eventually the rand finds itself its preferred kind of level. Where do we go this coming month? That's all down to how this election result's going to pan out. It's, you know, it's going to take a very brave person to stick his neck out and say, listen, end of June, the rand's going to be at 17 rand 50 or at 19 rand 50. It can go either way, depending on where we go as a country politically in the next week or two.
I think lots still up in the air, and certainly we want to keep an eye on the impact that load shedding or the lack thereof will have on the rand and on sentiment. We'll catch up around this, Jan, the end of June, because I definitely want to see where we land there, and a lot would have happened between now and then. We'll leave it at that for now, Jan. Thanks so much for those insights. Jan Slaeskremer, currency trader at Rand Merchant Bank, joining me to reflect on the rand's performance in the month of May and potentially where we could be during the month of June.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.